Welcome to Relational Skills in Real Life, a Thrive Today podcast where we share everyday stories of encouragement and transformation from people using relational skills in their lives. Spend time with us and be inspired by real-life examples of how we use relational skills to strengthen and repair our relational connections. We're so glad you're here.
Hello, friends. Chris Corsi here, and I want to welcome you to Relational Skills in Real Life. This podcast is all about sharing some fun stories about what it looks like to practice relational skills. Friends, I'm glad you're here. I'm Chris Corsi, president of Thrive Today and co-founder of Thrive Training. So today's focus is one I'm excited about because ultimately, what we're going to learn about is how to read your body. You see, your body is your brain's canvas. So just like anxiety or stress or upsets will show up in your body, the good news is joy and peace and all the good stuff also shows up in your body. But friends, it's hard to pay attention to our body for lots of reasons. One is sometimes we don't pay attention to our body because nobody drew our attention to our body or noticed the effects of building some joy or practicing some peace or even just noticing the effects of healing on our body. Or we've learned to avoid paying attention to our body because there's something about our body that we don't like. And so what happens is we usually just pay attention to our body when something's wrong. So I don't really think about my teeth very much, but if I have a cavity or a toothache, you know what? I'm going to be thinking about that tooth and I want to do something about it. And so we can actually improve our ability to use relational skills and grow the good stuff and share the good stuff while we learn to pay attention to our body. And friends, if we don't learn to pay attention to our body and have a little bit of self-awareness, guess what? You're not going to be able to notice your effects on other people, or not going to be able to notice how other people are doing. Have you ever been in a conversation and somebody didn't stop talking, or they got into your personal space and you started to feel overwhelmed? Maybe you take a step back, right? You just wish this person would stop talking. So this is a great example of what can happen when we don't have some self-awareness. So without self-awareness, I don't know my effect on you. In fact, I don't even know my effect on me. And so the good news is we can practice this. So part of learning relational skills is improving our ability to live with the awareness of our body. And so every time my family does a relational skill exercise in some way, shape, or form, I always ask a question. What changed in your body after doing this exercise? What does this feel like in your body? Every person that I serve in pastoral care and prayer ministries also asks this question. What does it feel like in your body? And 9 out of 10 times people look at me like, well, what does my body have anything to do with this? Didn't you hear what I'm saying? I've got some problems that need to be solved and resolved in my life. See, what happens is peace shows up in our body. And so one of the ways we learn to detect the absence of peace is by learning what it feels like when we have some peace. So we learn to pay attention to the effects of whatever we're doing on our body. So we have this peace indicator in our body. What's happening in your body? And even now, as I'm talking about this, you can pay attention to your body. How's your breathing? How's your muscle tension? From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, just scan your body. And what we're going to do is we learn to interpret the story that our body is telling us. And so we learn to train our body's attention system on noticing the brain's canvas, what's happening in the body. Because frankly, good things or bad things will show up in the body. And then one of the unfortunate byproducts of trauma is we learn to disconnect from our body because the body becomes the place where pain shows up. But it doesn't have to be this way. In fact, we can learn to allow our body to have some of God's peace and to feel more peaceful and more rested and more relaxed. But it just takes a little bit of effort and practice to start noticing, hey, what's happening in my body? Where am I tense? Where do I need some peace? How's my breathing and so forth? So we learn to notice the effects of skill practice by reading and interpreting our body. And so friends, as you notice, you need a breather. Maybe you've had a full day. You haven't had a chance to stop. Stop and smell the roses. How does it feel to take a breather? How does it feel to talk to the living God? How does it feel to build some joy? And there's more and more research that's coming out on the role of self-awareness and the body. And so one of the things that researchers are learning about the body is that we're learning that there's actually much more involved in having some self-awareness and having some body awareness that's involved in looking at touch, looking at self-awareness. And they're learning that it's not only the somatosensory cortex that's involved here in the perception of touch, but there's also the parts of the prefrontal cortex, what we call level four in our Thrive model. And there's parts of the posterior parietal lobe as well that's known to be involved in some body awareness that really learns to focus your attention on your body. And there's the insular cortex, which is another place along with the hippocampus. That have been shown in studies that brain volume increases in those places with regular practice on body awareness exercises. So what researchers are learning is there's a lot more involved in body awareness, but we can improve our body awareness and even change our brain as we start practicing some self-awareness. And as we start practicing what we would call relational skills, such as quieting, and just noticing the effects of quieting on our body. And so, friends, where does all this go? The good news is a little bit of practice goes a long way. So you can set a timer for 90 seconds and do some deep breathing. And while you breathe, you scan your body and you notice, how's my body doing right now? Where do I still have some strain or pressure in my body? What can I talk to the Lord about inviting his blanket of peace to cover me where I'm feeling some anxiety or some stress in my body? The upsets will show up in your body, but the good stuff also shows up in your body. So when you have your prayer time, have a little self-awareness going into your prayer time. Just pause and notice, how's my body? How's my breathing? And then pause and notice after your prayer time, what story is your body telling you? How does it feel to quiet your body, to calm your mind, and so forth? Another thing that helps is when you tell brain-friendly stories, what we call 4+ stories in the 19 skills. When you tell these stories, include body awareness. So if I'm going to tell you a joyful moment from my day yesterday, I'm going to include what was happening in my body. So I'm going to show the joy, but I'm going to include details on how the joy felt in my body. And I'm going to use specific descriptions to paint that picture for you. So when we share stories, always include what's happening in your body. Noticing your body in quiet times and prayer times will go a long way. We're just gaining some awareness here. And we're learning and growing. And you know what's going to happen? You get really good at noticing when your peace has dropped out and you need to pause and get your peace back. So friends, whenever you do relational skill practice, include your body, notice your body. And we've created habit builder courses, and every habit builder course has an entire section on your attention and an entire section on training your body as well. So we have skill zero courses, which is focusing on the relational circuits. But any of those habit builder courses have sections that really help to train these skills. So take a deep breath, notice your body, and let the good stuff grow.
Thank you for listening. Check the description of this episode for specific resources and visit us at thrivetoday.org anytime. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and share it with friends. We look forward to seeing you next time.